Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. So, Mansa, we can't avoid talking about coronavirus and the effects it's having on our community and our world, as a matter of fact. So, today we're going to take a little turn and talk about some Money Smart Life coronavirus strategies.
Yeah, the virus and the reaction to it is certainly going to impact the economies, and it's an economic disruption. So let's look at some things that we can do now that are money smart moves to make. Now, first of all, we want to encourage people to go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. Click on the bingeable blog post right there at the top of the homepage. That'll take you to the blog post that covers this. But there's 10 strategies. I doubt that we'll be able to go over them all today, but let's highlight some of them. Number one, you want to hoard cash. Mm-hmm. You want to keep your cash as much as possible now. This is not the time to be making extra payments on bills and things. Cash is king in a recession, so hold on to your cash. Number two, prioritize your bill payments. You need to know which bills you're going to pay first if money runs short. Number three, call your creditors now, your credit card companies, people like that, and ask them about their payment relief programs. People are coming up with payment relief programs now if you're impacted by this economic disruption. Number four, draw down your emergency fund. Now, Randy, you and I and our listeners, we've been talking about the coming recession, preparing an emergency fund since September.
Yep.
Right now, because we practice what we preach, so to speak, the fact that we've had to shelter in place, all I've done is draw down on our 30-day food store that we talked about having, right? You have an emergency fund cash, so that allows you to offset some expenses. So once again, we want people to go to the blog site, moneysmartlife.org. They can catch up on all those past blogs. Number five, don't panic and take the cash out of your 401k.
Right.
The market has crashed. It's too late. Don't compound it by taking the money out. And also, if you're looking at taking a loan out of your 401k, we generally discourage that, but it's really not something you want to do when the market is down. The next thing we want to talk about is seize the opportunity made possible by the downturn. You know, interest rates are low. This is a tremendous opportunity for those that are prepared.
Yeah.
Mortgage rates are at a 50-year low. People can buy houses now and things. Once again, this isn't going to last forever. The economy is going to come out of this, and it's an opportunity for people that are prepared. Number seven, support local small businesses. Just make that a priority to keep those small businesses the bedrocks of our community in business. Prioritize your spending, which is reduced now, to get some of that money into those local businesses.
Right.
Number eight, be mindful of your online spending. That's one of the things that people will do. They'll use technology to offset not being able to go places, but don't get trapped. It's real easy to overspend online. Number nine, manage your cash flow. Once again, there's a blog post on our website. Just search cash flow. It'll tell you how to manage your cash flow. It's not just when the money comes in and goes out. It's how you manage it. And the final one, number 10, we got through them all, is maximize your rewards and benefits from increased online spending. If you're going to be spending more money online, make sure you're using the coupons, the credit cards, the points back, cash back, all of that. But more importantly, use your online savvy to help some of the older people in your life that are not confident buying things online.
Right.
You know, you can go in and work with them and either get their grocery list, or if you already know what their favorites are, just go ahead and send them something. They might not be confident enough to shop online, but they can open a box.
Absolutely.
All right? And then one final point, you know, if you weren't prepared for this pandemic or this disruption when it came along, or you have to draw down your reserves, aggressively build them again when this is over, because as sure as the sun rises in the east and goes down in the west, you're going to need an emergency fund again.
Absolutely. We've been talking about it. Mansa, thank you so much. And everything is going to be on our websites, confessionsofagospeldga.com, also moneysmartlife.org. We're also going to be on our whole network. That's Facebook and YouTube and everything else. So, Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.